We mentioned last year, we started with the Shaila, if the American people that come to Eretz Yisrael are allowed to put the water in Shabbos and kind of filters, if you're allowed to filter the water in Shabbos. What was the Shaila? The Shaila was, is a loch in Hilchis Beirer, that is a Isur Beirer Psoiles Mitoich Eichel. You're not allowed to take out Psoiles Mitoich Eichel. And Bekeli, Kula Alme, it's a loch in the Reise. So the Shaila is, if you're allowed to drain the water in Shabbos, what was the Tzadim? Lachuz Nach Mamish Beirer, what is the Tzad that you're allowed to drain the water? Because it's a loch in Shulchan Aruch. That if a person could drink the water anyways, there's no Isur Beirer in Shabbos if you drain the water in Shabbos. There's no Isur Beirer. The halacha is, it's a gemara in Shabbos, and the kufla metes, mesamani mesamayim besudorim, you're allowed to drain the water in Shabbos besudorim, mipnei akmochim. There's little pieces inside. Why? Because people could drink it anyway. And people are not makpid. I want to be masbid. We said last week. If a person has a salad and he doesn't want to eat a tomato, it's also beira. So why here, when he takes out these little pieces from the water, is not beira? Because the Teretz says, dear, he doesn't want to eat the tomato. Here in Be'etzem, he would eat the salad. He would eat the drink, the wine, with the little pieces inside. Lamashal, a person has orange juice. He doesn't want to drink the little pieces inside. But Be'etzem, he will drink it. Lamazangan, he doesn't have a good drainer, he will drink it. Das is Nishkin Beirer. But people could drink it with the pieces. And Be'etzem, he himself could drink it with the pieces. If Reit Ne'odom drink it, and when he's disturbed, das is Nishkin Beirer. The Bir Alochim brings down, what if a person is istanis? The whole world is not makpid on these little pieces of dirt. But he's makpid on this person, the pieces of dirt. Mordechai. He's makpid on this piece of dirt. So the Alochim is, Me'ikar adin, the Bir Alochim is mistapek, lemaise the achroi of the Bir Alochim is, as a Yisro Beirel, even if the whole world drinks it, if he's makpid not to drink, it's a shayla from Beira. The Reis of the Rabbanon, that's the halacha. So b'meile, a person has water, he's allowed to drink drain the water in Shabbos, but if you yourself are makpid, you're not allowed to. Makpid means that you will never drink it. You have to know, to be a matzah that you will never, never drink. I bring over last week a maisa, a yid, Ali Yoram, you know, he ate only, you know, the fancy restaurants. He would never take water, only from the mineral water. But he came here to Yeshiva and he was thirsty. I gave him water from the cup. He said, there's no mineral, there's no... I said, no. So he drank it. So as that person, by him, is not Sayyidishkin Istanis. Istanis means a person would never drink it. So from Demos, he come into Shaila, what, this is on dirt. What happens to Americans that come to Eretz Yisrael? And they have Epson cup that if they drink the water here, they become sick. They're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. So Rabbi Yashiv holds, if they mamish never drink only filter water, but them it's a shayla, come inside. Yeshua. Shayla, these people, if they sometimes they drink water that is not filtered, then for sure it's no beira. Because again, they could drink it with this dirt together. But Lama Zagan Take that the Alamo don't drink, so Rabbi Yashiv holds, they're not allowed to filter it. Shemazaman holds, you're allowed to filter this water in Shabbos in the filter machine, and there's no Beira. Sidim Yoynes. Shemazaman said, not that he doesn't know that these people Take, they feel different in the taste. He said, Beira has to be to take up Psoilas Mitoy Choychel. Amamoshes. He with mineral Epes Chveis, does Hastishkin Maise Breira. But I think of Nisim Karelitz Paskin, that you're allowed to. This is the Gabe, the Americans that come to Eretz Yisrael. We said that the same shayla legabei chometz bePesach. A lot of people are machmir to have kind of filters underwater in Pesach because they don't want the little bugs to come into the water, and they don't want the chometz. They don't want the chometz to come into the water. So while they don't want the chometz to come into the water, the maybe they put the drainer, put a cloth or something on top of the sink. Lechure, it's a shayla from Beirach, Monashach. If chometz is not coming in, say that. There's no reason to put a kind of filter or something on the water. And if it's chometz coming in, it's noch ma'ase breira. So what is the heter in Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Pesach, to use a filter on the water? So the person can say, because me'ikar adin, you don't have to have a filter in Pesach. Because there's no chometz. And every time that the water comes out, it's beseda. You only choishish for once, maybe the mistake will be a shtik chometz. For that one time, medatnish, sehezishke, that you can't drink without that. And the ma'isa da'achroi of the poiskim is that you're allowed to leave the filter on Pesach. This is b'etzem a sikkum of what we said in the end of last week. So the Olam asked the Shaila, what happens in the water in America? In New York, they found out that the water is full with bugs. So the Shaila is, if you're allowed to use a filter in Shabbos to drink water in New York. So to mevarer this Shaila, I think first, lama mevarer zayin, if you're allowed to drink the water in New York without a filter. And after we'll find out what is the halacha, we'll go into the shayla. If you use a filter in Shabbos, if you chayev skila, you're not chayev skila. Lam again kaseida to mevarer the halachas. Again, and before I magdim, say alamol and these kind of shiurim, divretere yeshorim, tzadikim yeilchuba, v'reshoy mikoshluba, and I'm offer tachas kapos alat amilchachomim, saifin Eretz Yisrael, saifin America. And only Torah yivelil medani tzorich, and kederach, kederach kosher Torah will misnatzeach, or bechas v'sholem, we're not mezalzel, and no one, and we mechabed ala shittas. Was the kol koire that came out in America, signed, written by Reb David Feinstein, the son of Reb Moshe Feinstein, Reb Shraga Feivel, also was chosem on it, and Rebbe Yashiv also was Mitzaref as Chassim el Isu. And the Kol Koire said the following psoki. There's a kind of shrotim that are inside the water in New York, Narazana. There's a kind of shrotim that are inside the water. Shebechayim, I'm saying the Bible what they say there. That when the bugs are alive, you could mamish see them moving inside the water. We don't get them alive already because the chlor that they put in the water, with the pressure, they die. When they come to us, they're not alive. But when they're alive, you might see them moving. This is what they made. Even without a special glass, a microphone glass. Even after they die, the pkim could see them like little white dots. Some people say black dots, different kinds. You could see them even without a glass, you could see them inside the water. There's another way to see them. I heard from one of the mumchim in the Indian. If you take a cloth and you pour the water inside, the while you don't see nothing inside the water, you pass it through the cloth, then you take the same cloth and you put them back in the water, then you will see them. Because the way it is, darke ateva, the water's pressure, these things become a part of the pressure of the water. Remember, you can't see them the way they spin inside the water. But when they stop through the drainer, through the cloth, they stop. And then you take that cloth and you put it back inside the cup of the water, you will see them moving inside the water. I know people that did it and they saw. So, the shayla, if it's bugs or not bugs. So if they have bugs, shenira la'enayim, it's a shayla. If it's not nira la'enayim, l'fi most poiskim, lo yinit noter l'malocha ha'shores. There's germs, man, it's all over. Lo yinit noter l'malocha ha'shores. But these bugs are seen through. This was the first thing in the Kol Koire. Memele, zog the kolkoire second thing, while you could see them, so even when you take a cup of water, now you can't see them, and you want to say bitul beroif, you want to say bitul beroif, because you can't see them. Memele, most of the cup is not box. Memele, you will say that it's okay. Zog the kolkoire, but we can't say that it's okay. Why? For two reasons. First, because you see them, even that it's hard to see them, but the mumchim could see them, it's not butter. The chafta von bitul is that I can't find it. But if I could find it, they have a rifle on Aruch HaShulchan. If I could find it, it would take me 10 hours to look. But then I will see it. It's not butter baroy. The chafta von butter baroy, that I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. But if I know where it is, the sinishkin butter. The sinishkin maize bitul. So the mele is no bitul baroy. So nochamot. The first anoch is they say we could see it. Second anoch is b'meile it's not bottle beroyf. So this is the first shtickle of the kolkoyre. Second shtickle of the kolkoyre. Even if now you can't see it, you cannot see it, mekenish, and you will want to say that it is bottle beroyf, because lemaisa narch kenish zendas is a anoch that if you have a bittle beroyf and you have a way to take out the bittle beroyf, you mechuyev to do it. The marshal saw a milk mixed inside a kind of meat, but if you will freeze it, the milk, lamazarin, freezes much quicker and it will go up. You mechuyev to freeze it to take out the milk. And you don't say bitul beroyv. B'meile v'al, I could drain it and find the bugs. B'meile chobish ken heter from bitul beroyv. The third reason not to say bitul beroyv, Balechaim, Beriet, and again, the taste of the Vavavul Beis, it's the Reis, the Rabbanon, Pshatim and Teisves, Aber, it's a Beriet, so the Balechaim, the Mele, it's not Bottle Beroy. So this is the first Chelik of the Kol Koire, Dainu. These are bugs, seen bugs. After the unseen bugs, they're not Bottle Beroy, because the Nikar, the Mele, it's Hesishkin Bittle Beroy, even if it's not Nikar, it's Epshor Liverure. And even if it's not Efshol, even Chutz and Efshol Levirure, it's Beria Eina Betela. Now, we have to know how Bichlal they found these bugs. How they found these bugs. The story, the one, the first person that found these bugs was a Yid in America that is very into bugs. But he didn't know to look inside the water for bugs. He bought the Alei Katif from Yerushalayim, from Gush Katif, and he decided to check, and he washed them and he cleaned them, even more from what says in the package, and then he checked and he found bugs with his glasses. Where is he? Found bugs, a lot of bugs. Because he sent it back to Gush Katif to say how you could sell it becheskes no bugs. There's bugs. They told us send us a couple packages. He sent a couple packages with the bugs that he found. They looked into it and they sent him back a letter. These bugs are not from Gush Katif, they're from the water in America. They're from the water. Send us a bottle of water, we'll show you the same bugs. And this is the way they found the bugs. This is the mice of the way the bugs were found. Now the shaila is, so the Gush Katif was okay, but the water in America became a problem. And here the water, here this is the etzem, the way that the problem started. I got a letter from Rav Belsky. He writes down, we'll see about what is his shita, but I'm saying stam the uvdes. He said someone gave him a bottle from the sink. And he had him show him a lot of white little dots inside. He said he took a look, a magnifying glass, and he started to check the little dots. A normal sink. He said he went to a normal sink, no choosing before, opened the sink, filled the bottle, was a lot of little dots. He started to check. He said most of them were little pieces of paper. But three or four were really bugs. Three or four were bugs. He's masking. He checked. They took a normal bottle. said two or three from 50 pieces that he saw. So 50 little white dots. It takes time. Some people sometimes for 2 hours you have to look till you find the box. You get to be again just later for the different coolest or different etherium that will want to go duch. So the fact these are the two reasons that the Kol Kohen wanted to ask, because it's bugs, seeable bugs, and not bottled baroi for three reasons: niker, efshol livrure, veberi. Same. But weiter, some people were not mekabel. The Baal is speaking of the Kol Kohen. Why they asked? Said be'etzem is a mokim not to ask bichlal. Is a shulchan aruch in Siman Pei Dalet. Bugs that grow inside the water, from different bacteria that are inside the water, becomes bug. It's not a mayon. Mutori. It's allowed to bend down and drink, and he doesn't have to check. You go to a water place, you see bugs, you're allowed to drink them. Also, lishev. V'im pirshu mimokim rabbi yosam, k'yoin la'achoy rabbi yosam, as far as akli, b'chutz osu. But if you take from there, it's mutter. As they state. If they, now, the halacha is more from that. If lama zogim, you're allowed to take water, you're not allowed to be shoyer, but lama zogin, they grew inside a keli. Then you're not allowed to take a keli and take out water from the boil, because then it's also. But lama zogin, the mushroom, they grew inside a keli, and you pour from one keli to the other keli, then you're allowed to drink it. Cause man, it didn't leave the water. Then, if it was inside the water, you're allowed to drink. And you're allowed to move it from keli to keli. You're not allowed to take from a keli and take out, because xeir the rabbonon, maybe when you put in the keli, it will get stuck in smasa keli, and it's pirish. So the halacha calls man it's mechuba b'teich ha'mayim, it's mutter. Pirash is also. Pirash is also. B'teich ha'mayim mutter. So b'meile, l'chur at these bugs, ha'b'teich ha'mayim? Ha'b'teich ha'mayim? We have to be done on two zachet. But the valid, it grows inside the horizon of the ech, which is how it's called the place of the water. And b'meile, in that place that it grows inside the water, b'meile, even if it's a bug, you're allowed to eat it. So the Kol Kohen from Rabbi David Feinstein and these Rabbanim said that while the Metzius is that this water comes from all different rivers and it's mixed together, so it's not called Maim Shebaboyer. We said in Shulchan Aruch, Maim Shebaboyer She'enom Noivim. And while it's all different rivers and Maayones that give the water to this place, but mainly it's us. The fourth reason the Kol Kohen said, even if Lama Zogin it's not bugs, it's the bugs from the water, from the Boyer. And we'll call the Arizona that it's not called Maayon, it's called the Boyer. But the Maayon, the Aloch is if you shoyev the water out of the Boyer, it's us. And these pipes are showing the water out of the place, so vital it's awesome. Remember the Paskin, while in a lot of places in New York you have these bugs, so even a lot of neighborhoods don't have it, but it's miuta motsui, and as even when we check reyes, the animal, why not every animal is a treifus? Some are treifus. But while we know that some of them are treifus, we have to check, and if not, it's not glatt. The Zelbezach, everyone in New York has to drain the water and filter it before they drink it. This was the psak that was given by Rabbi David Feinstein, a final call, and Rabbi Eliashi was saying Mechiyodei on that. Le'umas then was some rabbanim in America that were matter. I know Rabbi Belsky was matter in America. I know Rabbi Chaim Spitzer is matter in America. I know Rav Hashuel. He says the Katchile Be'etzem is matter. Now the Shaila is like this. So what lemaisa? What lemaisa? Muteros, muteros. Again, for sure, we're not coming to Machria now. If it's muteros, about how you could be matter to each shrotzin? Every sheretz is five lavim. Drink a cup with five lavim. It's better to eat 20 times in a trade restaurant. Chazir is less averus. Every sheretz amayim could be four or five lavim. There are four or five good portions of fig. So the shaila is, you know, if it's a heter to eat, it's not a heter to eat. Midat mevarzeh. So, let me get a little bit duch the inyan, a little bit of mevarer, and then we'll come to the Shabbos the shaila. First we have a shaila, we said, that l'chura it's nikir b'mekoymoy. It's nikir b'mekoymoy. This Rabbi Belsky Tainas is not mekabel that it's nikir. Like Gabi Bittel Beroy. We're speaking like Gabi Bittel Beroy. It's not nikir. It's not nikir. It's not nikir b'mekoymoy. Das heißt nicht kein nikir. You can't find it. It takes two, three hours to find it. This heißt Bittel. Aber was will I say? It doesn't help that it's Bittel. Because Efshol Levala, you could misanen it. You could drain it. There's a loch in the Ramah that if you could drain it. So he wants the tiny chidush, it's a dvar chidush, but he wants the tiny. That he says, Lekorat kimizrach lemayrev, he doesn't understand the shaykhs, how people come medamet bichlam. But it's a dvar chidush, what he tines. He wants the tiny like this. When you have a real taroives, then there's a loch, you're not allowed to eat the isu till you drain it. But here, you misupik if you have bugs inside or not. Is that no aloha that I'm not allowed to be samech on the roiv to assume that there's no box? Is aloha when I have a mix with isur ve'eter? Is aloha don't eat the isur, check before. But if it's aloha I'm allowed to be samech on the roiv, there is also a chiyuv to check. You have to. So he claims it's not a miyut amotzi, it's less than miyut amotzi. Every time in Noch a time. Every time in Azay. He says the Iker Heta that he wants to say is that Be'etzim it's not bugs. He says the Metzius is are four big places that the water comes to these places. One place is like road shape, water comes, from the Catskills, water comes down. All these waters are not rivers, Bichlal. They are waters that come from all the mountains, from the snow, big amounts of water. There's little rivers inside. He says, what the aloha is, that Shaitan Poiskim, that if you have a boil, and there's also a mayan inside the boir, it's not called a boir, means it's a boir, and inside the boir is also mayones. But if a person has under the ground big places that all the rain and all the water comes from all the places, and he makes a big boir, and also ketipa minayam, here and there, you know, over the big land of America, there's a lot of places that water comes down from the ground. This doesn't make it mayones anoivi. Mainly he wants to say this is called boirois. And valid call, it's called boirois. The mele, the aloch is, maim shebe boirois. The bugs are allowed, you're allowed to eat the bugs. The mele. Aye, the aloch is, even you're allowed to drink maim shebe boirois. You're allowed to take out the water from maim shebe boirois. But we said you're only allowed to drink it from there. Shaitan shechonoch and sif aleph, asur lishoif. If you go to the boir and you take out the keili, you're not allowed to drink bugs. Only if you go to the water you're allowed to drink bugs. We said, if the water wasn't already in a keli, and there the bug was created, you're allowed to move him from cup to cup. So he claims, again, chidush, another chidush, by him it's a double pashut, that why is the isur lishot? By answer we said, if the bug was born in a keli, you're allowed to move from keli to keli. So why is the isur lishot? The isur lishot is, Because we choishes, and when you put inside the keli, the bug will be perish from the water, and the etter is bayamim. Kozman is inside the water, you're allowed to eat the bugs. Wouldn't have from a puzzle. Kozman is inside the water, you're allowed to eat it. When it was perish from the water, you're not allowed to eat it. Inside the water, you're allowed to eat it. He claims it's only if you show it. But when you have these pipes, that the water under the ground goes into the pipes, and everything goes naturally till it comes to the house, this is not called she'ive. This is called mikeli lekeli, and b'meli you're allowed to drink it. So nochamo, let me get the vat. Is two vikuchim gdolim? Is one vikuach si heis bugs or si heis dvorim amutorim? Si heis bugs or si heis dvorim amutorim? Rabbi Yehuda Kamina Lamosha, a person has a big shisel in his house, and in the shisel he put a cup that you're not allowed to drink anymore. Mefidas Heta. Only the water that comes naturally to the sink, to the bath, or you pour from pot to pot. If you make a ma'aseh she'iva in your house, you're not allowed to. So it's one vikuach that a lot of gdolim gipaskin siheis bugs, siheis ishken ma'im shebeboiris, siheis ishken ma'im shebeboiris, and b'meile it's osur, and he wants a tiny, maybe it's mut. Even if it's bugs, now I said, even if it's not bugs, we said, is a problem in his heter, because maybe it's called like a she'iva. Maybe it's called a she'iva. Again, so the vikuach if it's bugs or not. And even if it's not bugs, maybe his heter is not a heter. He says, it's not bugs, and my heter that it's not called she'iva is a heter. After that, even if we say that it is bugs, or even if we say that the heter of she'iva is not called that it's not a she'iva, we say that it's bugs, he has a second heter. It's not nira le'enayim. It's batel beroiv. It's no chiyub levare. And they say, nira le'enayim, not batel, chayav levare. This is the vikuach. And if you see some gdailim, meredo af shkotzim, shenafshi shel odom, it's metamtem esaleiv. Metamtem esaleiv. Metamtem esaleiv. Isurim doi reise. And if you the andere, nishkenisu. Now, he claims, Rabelski in his tshuva, that the people that put the sifters on are much worse than the people that don't put on the sifters. He's against the sifters. Why? The drainers. Not the filters. He's not against filters, he's against drainers. Why? He says like this. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch, not to drain, when you want to drain the water from bugs, only to do it with a cloth. Not to do it with little pieces of wood. Kiss me. And what he did is, instead of a drainer, instead of a filter, he took like a lot of pieces of wood, and the water went through it. Because then the bugs a lot of times stop by the wood, and when the next water comes, the bugs go down, and these bugs already are pirish. So a lot of times people put these cloths. Now, these bugs stay by the cloths. This is what we believe. This is the whole point you put the cloth on. Then, slowly, this cloth gets a little bit messy, and then when the bugs come in, then you'll be over the Yisrael because it's pirish. Then you'll be over the Yisrael because it's pirish. So if you have a good filter, he said, then it doesn't happen. Says, even the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to use a cloth. He says, at that time, how much water passed through the cloth? There was no pressure. Today is the pressure of water, and the cloth, you see it yourself, it gets eaten up. So he says, filter, yes. But a cloth, okay, you can change the cloth every day. But he says, if you use a cloth for a long time, a lot of times you have bugs that will perish. Many of these things become us. So now Lemaise, after we hear the Shaila, Lemaise, I found out a little bit. The Yireim in America, Take HaMakpid, and they have filters. I spoke to a lot of Tamid HaChomim. I heard most of the Bnei Teira in America are Makpid, and they have filters. In these areas, they have filters. Chashi Sildei Reise. Kasei Alamo. You don't have to have a filter, but for sure don't say Nishmas 12 o'clock and Shira Sachayas and all of these Achim. This is much less. You know, so you don't have to be Machmir. It's no Chiyuv to put a filter. For sure, not to say Nishmas and not to say, you know, Shira Sachayas, Shira Sachayas, and Chai Rutl. This comes after. If you Makpid also on water, you could do also these things. But Nish, out of these Chumras, you become a Nayayid. Here, Machlaikis, I make it like this Shittas. You don't have it. But you know, the new mitzvahs, you are Makpid, but the outer mitzvahs, Nish. I'm not saying you have to. You could be Seimach, you don't have a Das, you could be Seimach on a Rabelski, it's Zognish. I'm just saying, you know, Rebbe Yashiv holds the Shalom from Yisrael Deraisa. So the Maisa, the Yereim put on filters. The Yereim have filters. Now the Shaila is, we'll go, what happens if you come to visit by someone that doesn't have, we'll go to Keseda. But the first Shaila is, okay, you go back home, you call your parents and that, get a filter. The Shaila is, what happens Shabbos? You open the water in Shabbos, you become a Beirel Deiraisa. Shkotzim is lav, five lavim, but this is a Chiyuv Skila. Beirel Deiraisa is a Chiyuv Skila already. So, Reb David Feinstein holds, it's a Beirel Deiraisa. And I was called before the shir to double check. Beirel Deiraisa. Beirel Deiraisa. But we'll get you right for washing. We'll get Keseda. The vow we speak, make it clear. So we'll make it clear. The vow we're speaking about someone that goes to the tap, he wants to drink a cup of water. As Alamo, it's better to be American that comes to Israel. The Israelis that come to America really have a problem to drink the water. Americans that come to Israel could manage with the water. But if you come to America, it's not your problem to drink the water. The American water is the problem. Which the Israeli water is the problem. So we're speaking about a person who wants to drink a cup of water in America, in Shabbos. So if he opens the sink and the water comes out, lemais is bayer day reis. So Reb David, in the Zelda Zach, I spoke to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa today. So he told me he never looked into the shalom from the bugs. But if the way is that I'm telling him this is the way, I myself also didn't check the water. But if it's the way, so it's, you're not allowed to drink it. And he held that it's bayer. And not only that, he said, even if you misupik who is right, and in Suffolk you put a filter, yes, I have a Beirel Deiraisa. So in Suffolk you do it, you also have a Beirel. Don't open it. Even if you don't know who is the Halacha, and you misupik who is right or not, you also have a Beirel. L'umas then, as Rabbanim in America that say, in Shabbos you could use it. I called the Rav Hashua, it was a Dayan. Choshev Dayan, they have a whole basin there of the Sfardim. He told me, we paskin, we hold the chumre that we suffer. We hold the be'etzim. It's not bugs, but we tell people to be machmir. But in Shabbos we hold that it's not a problem. We'll see, some people say that it's mutter only if the filter is on the house in the bottom. You know, it's two places to put the filter. You could put it on the sink before, on the tap, and you could put it on the main water that comes into the house. Rafael Volkan says that it's totally. And the filter on the sink and the tap, boira. And the house, then the water is for the whole house, so even when you wash your hands, it's not boira. I called today to find by Rabbi Helps. Where is it? An avenue end there, an Ocean Parkway. So he himself doesn't want to say what he holds on the bug. He's more noted to muta. He didn't want Berabim to say. He has not to say what he holds. He has a filter in the shul, but in Shabbos, there's a guy there, Reb David Greenstein. In Shabbos, he closes the filter before Shabbos. He takes out the filter from the main shul because the people that are makbid will come in Shabbos will not be over Yisrael Beirel Deiraisa. But it's good to know that in Shabbos you're not allowed to drink the water in the shul there. So I said, I've committed to know that they close the filter. So in Shabbos, if you go to that shul, you know, it's a problem to drink the water. A cup of tea, I guess. They didn't do the tea before Shabbos, so you might have to make it a little bit colder. I mean. So, lama mevar zayin, taki de aloche, you're allowed to use the filter in Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the filter. Rabelski says that the people that are machmir, it's isur gomu, it's isur boiro. He says, I don't know that it's a problem. But the people that are choishesh, l'shitosom, it's boirer deiraisa. So let me again mevarz in the shaila if it's boirer or not to use the filter in Shabbos. We're going again the vial Israel and drinking the cup of water from the tap. Then we'll go about rinsing the hands and washing dishes b'kadoim. Some people wanted to be matir. Al pi ha'chaya odom and nishmas odom. The chaya odom and nishmas odom brings down that if a person makes boirer only because it's a isur, it's not called boirer. He talks about is a aloche noyagim shuchanor, it's a mogen avrom and simen tov kuf siv kotn yud gimel noyagim lenaker abosor beyontif. They made a shchita, you're not to menaker the chelev. Frek de chayod or what mit boira? How you allowed to menaker in yontif? So he says, "V'yeshloimar sheniker b'fnei atzmoi." It's a chidush. Alam omelavom la menaker, you know, a mumche. So now we're going to raise the niku. Ve'oyit ein ze breire. She mosaya ve'boire be'psoiles, aval kan min echot. Ve'ein oy psoiles, elo isure de revi'a ale. Isure de revi'a ale. It's the same shall you have matzah shmura and not shmura. You're allowed to be roir or not. It's the same matzah. One is not shmura, one is shmura. It's only like the people that machmir isur the revi'a ale. But it's the same matzah. Shmira Shabbos in Perek Gimel or Kuf is a list of 20 achronim that say this yesod that when there's no isur. Once they even the aloha is if you salt molchim be'emes, so the shadow what isur you over. Tepulim mitzad boirer, you're causing the blood to go out. So we see that the isur heistish ken boirer. But the Shmir Shabbos told me tonight, and as I Rabelski time is very stark, that this Mogen Avrom is only this is be'etzem the whole yesod of the last shiur on boirer. I want to masquerade again. We said, Boirer is to separate two different separate things. Two apples, be'etzem, it's not Boirer. Even if you don't want to eat that other apple, it's not Boirer. I don't want it. It's not Boirer, we said. Person has two pieces of fish. He has guests. The only good person served a nice piece. It's not Boirer. We said, top and bottom. Some is only Sinishkin Boirer. I don't want it. Doesn't make any difference if you don't want it. The same mean doesn't make a difference that I don't want, it's not boira. Boira has to be zwei andere Sachen. Chefze von breire. This means Rav Shlomo Zalman said, when the American has the mjoynes, it's nicht kein boira. The same Sache, he doesn't want that. The same Sache, it's nicht kein boira. Now, as a shayla, what happens if one of them is osur and one of them is mutter? And then andere achroinim gelernt, it's meloche. It's heist boira. Who said it has to be a different look? A different isur is also chefze von boira. But then the Chayodim said, I hold that it's not an Isur Deiraisa. Efshe Isur Derabonon, a Shaila. I hold that Isur doesn't make it a different kind. But when you're sifting bugs out of the water, das heißt zwei andere Sachen. This is bugs out of water. So even if you're doing it for the reason of Isur, das heißt a Meister Breire. It doesn't stop it now to be a Meister Breire. Das heißt you are Meister Breire. The mele, ich gehe von London in America. I will tell him that this is mamish like the water. But the goyim look at it like water, is not? They sell for the same price of water, is not? It's mamish like one. Never ribet rach. Never ribet rach. Andere will tell him the Amiratzes. We mentioned last week that the Chazanish, Chaim Kanievsky brings down that the Chazanish's house. When they made tea in Shabbos, you know, they would make tea. And in the old days, they didn't have these bags. They had like little leaves of tea. I don't know if this is more fancy, but they had these little leaves in tea, and they sucked it in the water, and they made like a strong scent, and from this they made the tea. Today you put a lot of bags, and you make this tea bags. There's a lot of scents. And then you pour it from the tea, they had like a little nice little keli aza, and you pour out the scents. But they had like a little, on the top of the little keli, they had like a little drainer, a little sifter, and it came out from there. And be'etzem, it's boiled the little pieces. And the Chazanish said that it's not a Maisa Breire. So they say the same thing here. The sifter is a part of the sink. It's mamish the keli of the chazanish. They understand the chazanish kilo learned what is bayra. You have a sifter, you put flour, you sift. And then it comes out. This is bayra. But when it comes together, the water comes in as a keli. The tea and the scents come in the side of a keli. And on top of it, first we said that we said a lot of people are machmir, the lake chazanish. But then the lumbus we explained last week was that the heter was that it's derech achile. No one takes the tent. This keli is not made that if you have scents and tea and you want to separate, use this keli. No one puts a lot of scents and a lot of water inside, a lot of leaves, and sends out the scents to a different dish and then serves it. This little dish is meant that the scents will be with the water together, and the second before I drink, I eat out of it. This is the keli, or a pitcher. This is the, no one uses the pitcher to separate ice from water. This is the way you drink. You pull out the water from the sink, and then you drink me out. But the sink, the filter on the sink, is for sure made like, it's a filter. That's not bayir day rice, a keli. Andre gave us a different heter. They wanted to say like this. And Herzachai, they loved this. They said, most people, we said as a halacha, that if it's dirt in the food, and most people could drink it, there's no bayir. Most people could drink this box. What we'll say, I'm a Easternist. But before I'm a Easternist, most people could drink it. And even most Jewish people are Soymech on the Rabbanim that are Matir. Most people drink it, and most people are Soymech. I'm a Machmir. I myself am a Machmir. Say that I'm a Machmir is no Beira. Like, I don't want to eat the bits of the orange juice. It's not Beira. No boss. The Mishnah Berurah said that the Easternist that never drinks has to be Machmir. And the person that is machmir on himself, he's an Easternist. So again, if he's a person that is not such a machmir, and he comes to different places, he drinks. In his house, he's a machmir, so then he doesn't have a problem. Because he's taking, he drinks it. But I'm talking about a good choshim, a bachet, the taki doesn't drink nowhere. So l'chur, he doesn't have a heter. But, okay, Easternist is the chumra of the Mishnah Berurah. What? Useless gosh. Amol, he was not Easternist. He became old, he became an Easternist. But he's a kid, he ate in the garbage. But now he's an Easternist. Rabelski Tan is that here could be to be also to everyone. Well, the Mishnah Berurah said that the Easternist is a chumre, because the Easternist, like I said, you'll be very thirsty, he will drink. A person that holds that it's mamish also, if you hold that it's mamish also, by you it's mamish boyer. Now, so b'meile, I'm saying, sidome kilim, but it's very shvach. Rav Asher told me one of the reasons that he's matter to the oilam to use it in Shabbos, he holds that it's not a psikresha, because it's not sure that when you open the water, the bugs will come miyat. And later it's a grome. So he said, it's such a machlekes, bichlal, if it's bugs, asur or not. And b'meile, it's only a chumre. And b'meile, while it's a suffix psikreisha, but the grom, it's not supposed that he's right. Because if I say right that I'm machmir, by me it's bugs. Let me tell you, you're allowed to eat it. But if I'm machmir now, so now I don't want to eat it. If they will tell you that something is maybe dangerous, if you eat it, you get yet a machle. A lot of doctors says that not. But you don't want to eat it. So you say, it's not so bayer, because most doctors says anyway, you don't die. What's the shaykh is? I'm scared to die from this, I'm bayer. It's not... You can't say I'm a tzar of the shita that it's not so also, the tziruf that it's a suffix segregation. Now, so to drink, to use it to drink water, lemaisa, most of the b'detere, again, I'm saying some people are matir bichla, but out sifters. But the people that are choshesh to have filters, most of them don't use water for drinking from the tap in Shabbos from the filter water. The shayla is the next shayla. If you're allowed to rinse your hands, L'maisi yubayra. So, as a Yid Rebbeinu Schwartz, he's the Yad Yemineh from Reb David Feinstein, Dalton the Yeshiva, he said Reb David is misupik if you're allowed to rinse your hands even. L'maisi, most of the Rabbonim, Rubam Kechulam Paskin, to rinse your hands you're for sure allowed to. I am boiled the bugs, because it's Einu Miskaven, and it's Loi Nichale, and it's a Sofa Psikresha Lehabo, Chai Gavda, with all these tzirufim, you're allowed to be Seinach. A fiber wants to be matir if it's draining the whole house, if it's... Okay, we don't know exactly what the swallow in them. It's a chassid chuk of them. Okay, let me gain a shtickle weiter. Okay, so let me go to the person decides, he from now on he wants to be machmir, you know, he sees taki that he's betamed in the levy, taki doesn't chap, why the last 20 years he's not chapping learning, you know, so, I saw one of the rais of the matirim is, tamod meraya, the Gemara says, the Gemara says that, Ashna HaKadosh Baruch Hu loy mevi takol al yaday tzadikim, Gemara says that behemtom shel reshoim, behemtom shel tzadikim, bechamor fun Rav Chanina ben Doisa didn't eat travel. So bemele, tzadikim alach eskamo vikamo. And they say, Rav Moshe, Rav Yankiv, all the gdolim drink. So vidus can zayn that it's also. Rav Hashem ish bekashe genoi. When they start the bugs going into Rav Moshe, Rav Hashem the bugs, when Yankiv ovinu, all the stones moved, yeah? Here the bugs moved away. It's not ishkin the kashe, it's not ishkin the kashe, it's not ishkin the kashe. Okay, a person comes, he's a guest, and they give him chicken soup. I mean, they give him a cup of tea. A cup of tea. He asks if it was filtered. They say, no, we're sorry, we're from the people that pass me that it's okay. But this bocha is from the people that pass me that it's not okay. You're allowed to drink the tea or not. So a lot of rabbonim say the tea you're allowed to drink already. When the water boils, the bugs melt. But they're in the bottle already. They melt. So this is what I knew till tonight. But tonight is Rebbe Shrage told me that they made a test by Reb David and they found that some of the bugs don't melt. Okay, maybe there's already more to be made. It's not a kavua, it's not a roiv amotzi. But Reb David said, this is only in a cup of tea. The Muslim, they give you chant. And the chant was made from water in the tap. Then you're allowed to eat. Then they melt already inside the chant. They bottle beroiv, they're not nikel. So the chant and all these achim, the food, again, lekatchile to do it, no, yeah, why are you allowed to do it lekatchile? Ein mevat le misro lekatchile. Ein mevat le misro lekatchile. So lekatchile, not. So let me make the madregas of people in America. Some people are machmir, everything that they use for cooking, they filter. Some people say like this, we bet some falotza chavara belskin and it's okay. We choshes to Rebbe Yashiv. So the mele, we will never drink water at the tap without filtering it. Aber legabi cooking, but the ever the bin muta. Savada ein mevadi misr lekatchile. Legabi this aloche, if ein mevadi misr lekatchile, adam falo zich rafo arwa belski. So each kotze vera maasim, I'm scared, ich bin choyz zu Rebel Yashi. So I'm saying, it's different madregis, but a person wants to take on himself, to know how much to be machnu to take on yourself. Spitz chumre shem chumre, everything what you use for cooking, for that, everything what you use for cooking at that, you're like, I hope there's no bugs in it. But everything that you use, you filter before. Everything that you use, you filter before. The people that are a little bit machmir is, what they cook not, what they drink yes. I remember I was in America by a house, where I stay in America. So before I come, you know, I check that I know, I'm not just coming to America to eat Scotty, you know. So I asked, so that house, Taki, they didn't have a filter, but they use minimal water for everything. For cooking, everything was minimal water. They don't use the taps. And they wash the chicken. The kids say, I go down to my room, I want to brush my teeth. I was mistaken if I'm allowed to use the water, you know, after you brush your teeth, that's the derech. You put epis on it, you brush, then you want to clean it, so you take the brush, you put clean water, and you're a little bit... Now you put that water from the brush, goes inside the mouth. So I was misupik if I'm allowed to use the water from the tap. And I said, I asked, they gave me a little water for that also. But ich weiß nicht, I was never mastik to mevare, if me daf machmer av dem eichet. I wanted to finish, as meretaf water, the Givaldic revolt, and my revolt, in fact I didn't know until this year, I want to share it with you, so I get to the parsha and to the vaso. Sigvena makas dom. Sigvena makas dom. Normal, me learn pshat, what happened in makas dom? the water turned to be blood. Kipshut, imamish blood. The fish died. And the fish died. And the fish died. That's what happened. The fish died in there. The das came from Bala Ateisves, zogt der andere Pshat. Zogt der das came from Bala Ateisves, look, Loshna Psukim. Vayaskin Moshe ba'arik asher tzivu Hashem, vayachas amayim asher ba'yoyr, vayehefru kol amayim asher ba'yoyr ledom. Turn to be blood. Zayin chof, posuk chof alef. Vayadogo asher ba'yoyr meisr, all the fish died, they can't live in blood. Vayiv asher yoyr, it stinks out. They couldn't drink water. And the kasha is a very shvere kasha. Everything turned to be blood. The fish died. It started to smell. And they couldn't drink water. The order had to be, and also, the fish died. And also it smelled. Why the first says it turned to be blood? All the fish died. It had a very bad smell. And they couldn't drink water. Zog the daskenim. I'm not going to say the daskenim. First, the chiddush the daskenim. He said the water didn't turn to blood. It looked red, although it tastes like water. It doesn't look like red. As a doctor, but maybe they could have drank it. Later, what happened to be the fish died. Why did that? Stam Hashem killed them. Then it started to smell, so they couldn't drink the water because it smelled. Freg the daskenim, but Barazay, it's not makas dom, it's makas smell. It's like the einachinami, it's makas smell. So why we call it makas dom? Because the dom, the color we saw red. Aber be'etzem is makas smell. Makas avoshe. That's kind of bala ha'teismas. That's a chidush in gdoil b'shem. Aber let me get a bit lighter. Avderach the bala ha'teismas. We may learn a sugi. Avderach ha'teismas. Zog in azay. Avade, the water didn't become, became blood. No vos. That bala skenim alein zog, go and drink blood. Echom mishiva mashkim. We know Pari took baths in the blood. I don't have a problem to drink blood. Then you go to the store, then they eat blood, they drink blood. So good. So the Makas Dom was that became Dam Bichol Eretz Mitzrayim, Mamish Nish Gishmak. But they had what to drink, yeah? It's Nish Gishmak. It was Gven HaMaket, it's Nish Gishmak. All the Makas Nish Gven Gishmak. The Makas Dom was Nish Gishmak. Not then that the fish died, because the fish can't live inside blood. It's no ear inside the water. Then it started to smell. And then he couldn't drink bichlal. What is the revach? It's a shvere posuk. Zog the posuk, vayifen vayasuk in chartum in Mitzrayim belateyem veloy shom aleyem. Vayifen paru vayover el beisei veloy shtos libri gam lezois. Zog posuk chof dalet, vayach piru kol Mitzrayim svivo isa yoyir mayim lishtois. Ki lo yuchlu lishtois mimea boi. The Mitzrayim started to dig around the yoyir to look for water. We said before that everywhere became. Al Norisayim, Agmeyim, Eitzim, Rashi says every liquid, every place in Mitzrayim became blood. Somebody's trying to look in the floor to find blood. They'll find water to also be red. No, because it's new water. Make a taste. The Talmud says they knew it would be blood. Oh, but it will not smell. They didn't have a more like a more, a lot of bowels in the store. So everything came from the oil. All the waters in Mitzrayim became red, blood. Not gishmak, but after a couple hours you run out of water. You wanted to go to the yoyer, you can't drink. So they asked to find water without a smell, a big blood. Blood they could drink. This is poshut. What water power drank? What water power drank? Well, he also paid the yid. Maybe he sent someone dressed up. Power is kaifer in the gantzazach. He drank blood. Sigven blood to drink. From the oil you cannot drink. Ich weiß die Chidushim. Alle mal bin ich gelernt, als ein Pshat. Aber dachte ich, das ist keine, das ist mir gar nicht, du an ein Pshat. Ich sage, ich hoffe, mir rett auf Wasser. Dort ist Sigven blood, here we have bugs. Und dann, so wischen alle mal das andere Makis in der Wasser.